بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. We are busy discussing when we come to the end of our second rakat in the second sajda, a person before he goes, and at every time when he says Allahu Akbar, a person keeps in mind that from the first time before he even entered the masjid and realized the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when a person now gets the opportunity, so to say, to be right at the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person realizes that he is totally, absolutely useless. He is worth nothing, but Allah Ta'ala has allowed him, the kings of kings, has allowed him to be at the threshold of the kings of kings. And now he realizes that I thought I got lot of contacts, I got lot of know-how, I know that the IT, that the systems, etc. Now he realizes, what is my brains? All my brains are useless. He thought he's very intelligent, very smart, very handsome, whatever. All that you put down right on the ground and you realize all this is only from Allah. Allah wants, he can snatch it away in a split moment. And look at the qudrat of Allah. One Allahu Akbar. Everywhere in the world, Haram Sharif, before when it was full, 3-4 million people, one Allahu Akbar, whether it is the king, whether it is all the judges, whether it is all the muftis, the mujahids, everybody, they just surrender, Allahu Akbar, and they all love their hands, and surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is what is the main important aspect to realize, that we should realize that we have no option but to surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat. A slave who realizes that I got no option but just to surrender to his master, that slave, his master will make him like a king, and his master will do all his work. And that slave who thinks that, no, I am an important person, that master won't even pay attention to him. And like Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like these foolish people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. These people, Allah, the Bani Israel particularly, Allah gave them so much honor, so much wealth, everything. They forgot their object, that we are useless, it's all from Allah. They thought that they controlling the world. Until today, we also make mistakes and we have this wrong idea that the Jewish lobby, they controlling the world. The Jews, they put the price of petrol and the price of dollar is in their hands. Nothing is in their hands. When we have become the slaves of the West and the slaves of dunya, Allah Ta'ala shows, I'll make you forget yourself. Now you'll be turning to everybody else who can't do your work. And your mind also will be totally corrupted to think that what can we do? What not what can we do? We have to come back to where we have to come back. That is, put our head down in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat with total humbleness. Then a person sees the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allah Ta'ala's great control of the entire universe. And I am just a non-entity in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, yet Allah Ta'ala has given me this honor. So then Hazrat explained that, yeah, again, very important that after a person has realized this, now at the end of this sabak again, in arkan ki bhi achhi tarah mash karne ke baad agla sabak shuru kare. He says, actually, after every lesson, we're supposed to practice it properly, till it, so to say, comes in our life, and then continue the next sabak. But unfortunately, as he explains here also, that yeh baat baar baar isliye likhi jati hai ke usko aasan aur maamooli samajhte hue tabiyat aage chalne ka takaza karti hai. He says, why I'm repeating this after every lesson to remind us that do I must practice this? And you also don't think we learned the course and we heard it. No, we should try and get the CDs, try and read the kitab and listen attentive and try and bring it into our lives. He says, generally our nature is such that I heard this, it's quite simple, I understand it, and you just want to move ahead. This is the demand of our nature. But when we realize that I'm reading namaz for 30 years, 40 years, I'm still where I am. In fact, I'm going backwards with my namaz. I'm just doing it as a formality. And sadly, Allah Ta'ala has shown myself mainly how what type of namaz we read. Allah says, I don't need you in my court. That rather you stay, you go away, you want to turn to somebody else, you go to somebody else. And now the world has controlled us how to make our namaz. So we have to come back to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and all the stupid pandemic, etc., that will all crash back into their face. But as long as we follow them, then we will remain the slaves of the world, and we have to be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to understand this reality, because a person can do a course. A person wants to learn to do driving. He learns all the theory, he knows it off by heart. But till he didn't practice how to drive, impossible, he can't drive. He can have his learner's license also. He just goes on an ordinary road, and two or three cars pass him and he's shaking already. He doesn't know what to do. Or a person, now if he just learns, do some training little, and after a while he's now a regular driver, he'll even forget the theory, but he'll know what he's doing. He'll know exactly what I have to do. So exactly the same, when we train ourselves, what deen, if in dunya we have trained ourselves and we see we become computer experts and just experts, and now I'm the king in the IT field or whatever, just make an effort with regard to our deen and see how simple it is. Then Allah Ta'ala will make you, through your deen, you'll able to control the dunya. Then you won't become the slaves of the world, and you won't say, as we will learn in the next lesson, that we as the Muslims was controlled, but we have to know technology. We have to know that we don't know Allah. That is why we say but. We're cancelling the reality. So reality is, we have to learn, gain the ma'rifat of Allah, and then have that connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then see. And the most important thing, as I say, is magar yaad rakhe, ke samaj mein aa jana aur baat, aur amal mein aa jana dusri baat hai. That I have understood very well. I know the subject. I can even give a full bayan. But when it is it in my life or not? This is the whole object and purpose of this whole effort and the main thing of our life. Allah Ta'ala said, وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. How much effort you will make, and this is with regard to deen. For dunya, Allah didn't say effort. Allah has written already how much we're going to get in this world. But sadly, we are, as Allah teaches us, we put the cart before the horse, and we making effort for dunya, and think when my dunya come right, then I'll sort out my deen. No, deen has to come in my life. And all the efforts of deen, what Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, the what is the crux of the tasawwuf? Ma'lumat ko ma'amulat bana de. That whatever we know, it must become part of our life. Not that we have become big alims, big muftis, we can give bayan also, but no namaz in my life. Or just casual namaz in my life. Or when I, how I want to read my namaz, that's how I read it. That is not the reality of a true slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. کہ مشق کے بغیر وقت پر یاد آ جانا ممکن نہیں. He says, without practicing and over practicing, as Hazrat reminded us yesterday also, that don't think I heard the sabak. And if you think I heard it, then it will seem boring. But if you realize, it still hasn't come into my life. And the more the person repeats it, then only after many years, Allahu Akbar. We met a man once, came home, he was 70 years old. Came for some collection, then while having lunch, he says, Mawlana, that my father told me something when I was 17 years old. Today I'm sitting here, I'm 70 years, it's only striking my mind today. So that it shows that when it will strike your mind, if you don't repeat it over and over, it will just go down like water. And then we see, unfortunately, what we are facing, the present moment. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us, how many years ago, that knowledge of deen has been lifted from the world, which we went past already in the beginning sabak. So one sahabi told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that how is this possible? We are learning deen, we teaching our children, they will teach their children. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I taught you so intelligent. But the Jews also did that. But it just remained in their books. Kamasali himari yahmilu aswara. They got big libraries. But it's like putting all the books on the donkey's back and nothing in our lives. So that is my condition. So this reality has to come into me and all of us. And one is to make the effort, and together with that, most important, make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Allah put the reality of deen in my life. Why Allah created me, as we will learn in the next sabak. The next sabak now is regarding qada and salam. Now you're coming towards the end of your this great meeting you had with Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is not just that you came for a duty. Realize this was a very, very great special appointment. And Allahu Akbar, I didn't deserve to get this appointment. And I didn't apply for this appointment. And I got this great appointment. And right in the royal court with great honor. Allah's full attention is to me all the time, every moment. Now Allahu Akbar, when you got this great opportunity, now you at the end of your namaz, you had the special meeting, and you are just overtaken with this meeting. You are bubbling with joy and enjoyment. Now just work ye banda arzash or ta'zeem or azhajat or tasbih mawafiq apne hausle ke kar chuka to qabiliyat baithne ke hasil ki agarche baithna samne aise badsha alija ke tar ke adab hai. Now when the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he got the grand opportunity to present his case in the court of Allah, his needs, what he realized, that I'm in desperate need. There's nobody can help me. And sadly, as Hazrat teaches us, when we don't do a cause in the marifat of Allah, in the zikr of Allah, then any problem comes, we first look at asbab. And we first look at which lawyer can help me, which doctor can help me, which specialist can help me. Whereas the first thing I should realize, turn to the creator of means, the only great being who will see to all my needs, turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when you got this great opportunity now to present your need in the court of Allah, and we, all of mankind's brains put together, could have never known what to ask from Allah. Allah Ta'ala also taught us the subject matter, that when you begged Allah for hidayat, and you realize the great honor, magnificence of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's generosity, Allah's kindness, it's impossible virtually that you ask Allah Ta'ala for anything and He won't grant it. It comes clearly in the hadith, when you ask for deeni matters, Allah grants that to you immediately. And when you ask for matters of dunya, because we are lack of understanding and we are immature, we are asking for something that is not good for us at that moment. So Allah, out of His kindness, gives it to us according to what is good for us at that certain moment. And then you have presented your case in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then Allah Ta'ala taught us how to praise Allah, to recite tasbih, the purity of Allah Ta'ala, and every person according to his ability. And according to insan, that we are weak, how much can we present in the court of Allah? Despite Allah Ta'ala taught us the subject matter also. Like we see, we are our own students, etc. You teach them, if there's a jalsa or something, you teach them how to give a bayan or how to read the nazam. When they come on the stage, you're shaking. And you see the mistakes. So exactly the same, a person should realize, Allah gave me this opportunity. Allah Ta'ala taught me the mazmoon, everything. But if I come with consciousness in the court of Allah, you'll see like a person, Allahu Akbar, who's got some understanding that I am the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah grants you the grand opportunity to be right at the Rauza-e Park of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the one hand, you are extremely happy. A true ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will have two conditions. One is he'll be very happy to be in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the other hand, he'll be shaking and he'll be worried. How I'm going to talk in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How I'm even going to make salam and forget Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You go to your ustad who's very honorable, respectable. See how you just shake in front of him. That is if you got some matter in you. Or if you think, no, I'm also alim, I'm also a mufti, so what? I can talk to my today. It's a sad condition. Ordinary, the children who just finished their maktab, they see their ustad in the street, they'll just greet him like that. In the earlier days, you saw your ustad coming down from the street, you run away. And that's not that you scared for him, but that was adab. So this adab is extremely important. So according to our ability, we presented our case, and according to our how much eagerness we had, and how much attention, and as a person progresses in learning and gaining the marifat of Allah, then he's even got more attention towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, more his focus, etc. So as according to our ability, you presented your case, now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to sit down finally in the court of Allah. Whereas normally in front of any great person, after even you presented, you had your meeting, it's not respect, it's not adab, it's not respect in any way, that now you should sit down and you should sit in front of a great person. Especially the kings of this world, they will regard it totally unethical. Then how could you sit in front of me? I gave you a meeting and now you think now you're very important. No, you don't have the right to sit. But Allah Ta'ala, the kings of kings, because of Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's magnificence, Allah gave us a very, very great opportunity to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. But now Allah Ta'ala allowed us, now you sit in my court, and with great respect now, you leave in a very honorable way. And how to leave also from Allah Ta'ala's darbar. As we learn, you go meet people also, we know you before you go, when you're entering the house, is all the camp chores and all that. How are you and this and when you're leaving, then the aujos, etc. Here in Salah also, this was a very, very great meeting. How to leave from the court of Allah. How to depart. And when we came in, Allah Ta'ala taught us how to make our salam, our subhasana, subhanakallahumma, etc. If we learnt it, then we'll realize. Otherwise, like Hazrat said, I didn't even know if I read my sana. So understand this in this way. Lekin mazmoon uska misal par is tarah samjhe. That is, outwardly it seems like it's the disrespect, but from this aspect it's not disrespect. That Allah Ta'ala has given us this grand opportunity now, ke ye baitna roo baru, that now so to say Allah Ta'ala says you presented your case, everything, now Allah Ta'ala allowed you sit little while in my court. Right in the presence of Allah and think and realize this as we make our zikr and we do the cause in the marifa, the recognition of Allah, then you'll know ka'annaka tara, as if I am seeing Allah. Or if I don't know that, I know definitely Allah is seeing me. Allah's full attention is with me. So now I'm sitting directly in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or apne sahib ke is waaste hai ke masalan. And why Allah allowed us to sit in the court of His now finally before you leaving? Ke masalan jis waqt aaye paav apna daraz kare aur ye banda ki khidmat paabosi ki us par lazim hai baja laave. Allahu Akbar. Two aspects. One is now you had this great opportunity. You realize what a king and what a great king of kings. Now you just want to, without leaving, you just want to kiss the feet of this great person, of the kings of kings. You made a great meeting. Hey, what a man. I feel like kissing his feet. Yeah, so Allah Ta'ala gave you the opportunity. So to say, Allah said, sit down. And Allah is not in need of all this. But, according to our ability. See how beautiful Allah made our deen. According to our temperament and nature, Allah Ta'ala says such. So to say, as Allah Ta'ala will spread out His feet, and how you will realize, you humble yourself totally in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As if now, that is one aspect, that, oh Allah, I am totally grateful. In other words, the shukr should be bubbling out of our heart. And we should be making so much shukr. And that is another important aspect which Hazrat teaches us, that why generally we feel we're not progressing. Do the smallest action and make shukr to Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, Allah will increase you. Allah will give you more. The next time you'll be more appreciative. So to say, you are making shukr and shukr by Allah, that you just fall at the feet of Allah. You kiss the feet of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. And now it becomes, so to say, necessary, further upon you, to wait for that honor. Or the other important thing is, that now you're sitting, oh Allah, you gave me this honor, I am your slave, but what is your command now? Now I'm prepared to accept any other command you give me, I am your slave, I'm ready to do that. So in the, that you waiting, ye ke muntazir hukam ka hai, that you are waiting, what is the next command of Allah Rabbul Izzat? In other words, now you realize, Allah has given me this opportunity, now the command is, I have to do what I have to do now. As Hazrat says, that now do what you have to do. You ask for Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala showed us which is Sirat-i-Mustaqim, the part of the pious servants, now associate with them. And then you'll see how Allahu Akbar. When you come to realize this, then you'll understand that there couldn't have been a greater meeting than this in my whole life. And when you get the opportunity over and over, you'll never think that, no, I went one time is enough. You won't want to stop. A person just got a contact with an ordinary counselor. He wants to be sitting with him every day. And Wallahu Akbar. As Hazrat says, their work is, they are professional liars. Just to trill us and just to make us feel that they got some position, they got no position. Allah, liyazu billah, you can't use those words also in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah who is the sole control of everything. Allah who is God's sole power. Allah who is our creator, our sustainer, our maker. We should just be bowing down to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now when you're in that sitting position also, don't sit, just quiet. Now Allah Ta'ala has given us another great ibadat in that position. Allahu Akbar. And this is when the height, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam reached right at that position, where even Jibreel Alayhi Salaam could not go. And so close to Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to appreciate that position. And that was where the Mi'raj of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached. If we realize this and just ponder that where namaz came from, right from the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah has given it to me. So now, so to say, you are expressing that great opportunity that you got, and you are expressing your happiness in the court of Allah, and who taught us this? None other than our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That now when you're in the sitting position, now Allahu Akbar. Lekin is maqam ko bhi ibadat se khali nahi rakhna chahiye. They don't think that I'm just sitting, that the king is going to spread his legs, so to say, and I'll kiss his feet and that's it, or I'll wait for the next command. No, you don't sit just with your mind empty, and you don't sit doing nothing, which shows that our life also, we shouldn't sit, as Hazrat explained yesterday also, that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. You're doing nothing, then Shaitan will fill your mind with everything else. So all the time, keep our mind occupied with the zikr of Allah, with the thoughts of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, etc. And that we will learn, and this is the whole object of namaz. To learn how to synchronize our mind, how to synchronize our life around Allahu Akbar, the presence of Allah. That Allah is with me all the time. And not only in namaz, that a person will say that I get all funny thoughts. When you're out of namaz, you're making zikr and you're thinking of Allah, then in salah, how much more won't you think of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So now at this point, don't stay empty and don't just sit and do nothing. At that time also, now what you should present in the court of Allah, ke tohfa, durood or salam ka. And this gift also Allah gave us. But Allah says, you present it and I will accept it as if you are presenting it to Allah. That now Allah has given us the great opportunity before leaving again to make a king happy. Again you praise him. And again you talk about his very special close associates, his sons, etc. Here Allah has given us that present durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And present your salam or parna and then read tashahud. That is, acknowledge and admit that why you came in the court of Allah. And this is, a person realizes his maqsad, his object of life, why Allah created me. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us so beautifully that at-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawat, was-tayyibat. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken on this great, magnificent journey of Mi'raj, that where Jibreel alayhi salam could not reach. And this is also Allahu Akbar. When we learn our deen and bring deen in our lives, we will surpass the angels also. That we will also reach that position where Jibreel alayhi salam, the angels couldn't reach. And they will envy us. Are these human beings angels or we angels? So here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawat, was-tayyibat, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We'll just read the tarjuma quickly and then give the explanation inshallah. Time is not much. Yani sab bandagiya zuban ki Allah ko. That all praises, verbal praises only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sab aur sab bandagiya badan ki. Or sab bandagiya maal paaki, all for Allah Ta'ala. That whether it's my verbal praises, whether it's my bodily ibadat, all, whether it's my monetary, everything that I got is only for Allah Ta'ala. And after all, where it comes from? It only comes from Allah's treasures. So that is a king, Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, agar zindagi di ke khuda ko, if you gave your life to Allah, then there is no greatness in that, because Allah gave you that life. And if you want to give your heart to anybody, تو اگر دل دینا کسی کو تو اسی کو دے دو جس نے تمہیں دل دیا. Give your heart to the person who gave you a heart. He knows the value of heart. But when we don't know who Allah is, when we don't appreciate the gift of Allah, we giving our heart to foolish people, we have been involved in illicit love affairs, or some the person we think he's got some status, etc. So everything Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, when you are at that close position, right in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then present all this to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala in return, Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah Ta'ala now in amat, in favors upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salam tum par eh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aur meherbani ki Allah, meherbani Allah ki, aur khubiya uski. That now Allah, you presented verbal praises, Allah Ta'ala sent peace upon you. Salamati upon you. Allah will keep you safe. And you have given all your bodily praises. Allah's special the favors will be upon you. Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat and Allah's mercy will be upon you all the time. And you gave all your monetary ibadat also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat, unlimited blessings. Allah will open the doors of blessings for you. And Allahu Akbar, it is only in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, aur salam hum par, aur jitne bande Allah ka, Allah ke acche un sab par, Allahu Akbar. Sab par gawahu is baat ka, ke kisi ki bandagi nahi siwa Allah ke, aur gawahu mein uska, ke Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam banda uska hai, aur Rasool uska, Allahu Akbar. So then Allah Ta'ala, then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when in that close proximity with Allah, the conversation taking place between the beloved, the lover and the beloved, Allahu Akbar. What closeness! Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't forget his ummah. After Allah gave the great inamat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Oh Allah, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Let that peace of yours descend upon all of us, and particularly the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allahu Akbar, the malaika ulama have written, they were shocked and astonished with this meeting of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what conversation is taking place? They declared, and they also be teaching us, that what is our object and purpose of life? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That I testify and I give evidence that there is no one for me besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is nobody that I can turn to, not only in worship, in every minute of my life, only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I bear testimony that definitely Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave and the messenger of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach us how to love like the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then one is you learn the meaning, just the verbal, the meanings of the words. But when you get the marifah, the recognition of Allah, then you'll know what love relationship is taking place. What a relationship between, and then we'll understand that what who we must make love. True love is only with the creator of Allah. Only with the creator of love, where there's no ulterior motive whatsoever in any way whatsoever. So here Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat explained to us that Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Damat Rahmatullah Alayh, explained so beautifully that in the special meeting on that climax, the height of Mi'raj now, where Allah Ta'ala now is parting time for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we also, we should think that now I reached the height of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Now it's parting time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented three praises in the court of Allah. The first praise, At-Tahiyyat. Oh Allah, all my verbal ibadat, whatever ability I have got in any way to praise you, all only for you. Not I praise you that anybody must see, oh I'm making lot of zikr, oh I'm making, I'm very pious, etc. All only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then, oh Allah, when all my bodily ibadat, whatever I can do, whether it's my hajj, whether it's my salah, whether it's my qurbani, bodily, whatever I can do, it's all for you only, Allah. And then, oh Allah, whatever wealth I got, whatever I will spend, even you spending on your family for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, all that only for Allah. Allahu Akbar. And in reality, this is the reality which Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Qur'an Kareem, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. that all forms of my ibadat, in other words, my life is not my life. Allah gave me my life. And not just my life, all the abilities of my life, it only comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So I shouldn't think my utterance of Subhanallah, it's not my ability. It's Allah's kindness to allow me to take His pure name. Otherwise, where me, what my dirty, filthy tongue, to still say Subhanallah, to still take Allah's name, Allahu Akbar. My bodily ibadat, I come in namaz, I say I'm so tired, you're half sleepy, yet Allah's attention is to us. So all my ibadat and all my wealth also, it's not my wealth, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In return, Allahu Akbar, look at the appreciation of the kings of kings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented three beautiful praises. In other words, my whole life for you, O Allah. In return, Allah ta'ala accordingly, jaza'u wifaqa, Allah's system is Allah so kind. As you do, accordingly Allah ta'ala gives you a recompense. You say Subhanallah, that oh Allah, you are pure, Allah is pure. But Allah says, my banda, you acknowledge my purity. Now I will remove all your spiritual diseases. I will purify your heart in return. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala now gave three special, great in Ahmad, which we all need in our life all the time. That Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say, and accordingly Allah presented it. Verbally you said tahiyyat, all your verbal. So Allah Ta'ala gave in return, As-salamu alayka. Salam, peace upon you. That when you make salam also to one another, you'll get peace, you'll get happiness. Today we see that is also gone out of our life. All funny ways of greeting. And even if we make salam, we don't even say As-salamu alaykum. So there's no peace. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Daun Barakatum, the son of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, also a great wali of Allah, he says, when the Ummah used to make salam, then you never used to hear of diseases in the Ummah. You never used to hear of fights in the Ummah. Today salam is out of our life. All fights and all problems in our life. So Allah Ta'ala taught us that salam upon you, O my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ayyuhan Nabi, O my beloved Nabi, salam upon you. And when you giving all your bodily efforts to me, then wa rahmatullah, I will engulf you in my mercy. And there's lot explanation, but time doesn't permit, that what is the special mercies of Allah. Now Allah will give you more tawfiq to make ta'at, more tawfiq to be obedient to the commands of Allah. And you'll only get enjoyment now in the obedience of Allah. You won't get enjoyment in anything that is in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In fact, your hatred for those things will come in your heart. That is against the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allahu Akbar, look at Allah's kindness. You said all your monetary ibadat, and that is what we all want. We want lot of barakat. We want lot of, and we think when the tells are running, that is barakat. Allah Ta'ala says that you said all your monetary ibadat, although I gave you this wealth, but you spend, I'll give you abundance of barakat. So spend also only for the pleasure of Allah. There is also more detail, no time here, that even when a person buys his own shopping, make niyyah that, oh Allah, I'm spending this, your command, for the, my family, visitors will come, I'll feed my neighbors, etc. Even if they don't come, you're already getting the reward. And already from the beginning of the month, every month you can get soul or barakat from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not forget his ummah. Ask any young boy and girl who just got married and now the nikah, everything is over. They're just making dua. When can these people go home? I want to be in my private room. And when he's in his private room and there can be problems in the house, his father can be screaming for him that, bhai, come listen. He is in his different world. He doesn't know what's happening. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what pure love with Allah, didn't forget me and you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, if you giving me all this in Ahmad, then assalamu alayna upon my whole ummah, and particularly the pious servants, and how to come in this group, as Hazrat explains with regard to tahajjud namaz, the whole world's musallis throughout the world, you can get their du'as in namaz, every moment in the world. And ashadu Allah, this is now the main thing, which time is up, that inshallah we'll discuss tomorrow, we'll try and finish, but Allah Ta'ala give barakat, that we realize that our object and purpose is ashadu Allah ilaha illallah. Allah created me to realize that I have to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat and establish Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, in my heart. Allah give us to peace. SubhanAllah.